Did something happen to me? I haven't heard. Did something happen to me? I was watching football in an Irish pub. I went out to smoke a cigarette. And the next thing I knew, I was on the cement, face down, bleeding from my mouth and my eyeball there. Now, I don't know if somebody hit me from behind or if I just fainted because I hadn't eaten anything all day. But I can tell you this. My fall was not broken by my hands. It was broken by my face and a steel grate on the concrete. My face was smashed. Four of my top teeth were broken. My eye was bleeding. It's completely black now. I think of it as the perfect smoky eye. The only problem is there's only one. And I can't recreate it. Serge! So I assumed that I had been mugged or that some really rude person slammed into me and had just taken off. And I knew I couldn't work without teeth. I'm a talk show host and a closed eye and in the kind of pain that I was in. I am a talk show host. I had no teeth, and I was traumatized that I had no teeth, and my eye looked like Rocky One, and I couldn't find Mickey. And I was in screaming pain, but I didn't know exactly how I went down so fast and so freaking hard, because this had never happened to me before. So I knew I wouldn't be on at work on Monday. This was Sunday night, and I knew I was not going to be on work on Monday. And I knew that my shift had to be covered, so I wrote a 2-sentence email to the company saying that I had been mugged and that my teeth were smashed and that I needed to go to the dentist first thing. And I didn't know quite how to explain finding myself in this condition after a really beautiful day in New York City. So when I wrote that, I thought that was the best explanation of what happened. I had just gotten home. I had just looked in the mirror. I was completely hysterical crying. I was disoriented and I was traumatized by the pain of my face being smashed, no teeth in my head, and by looking in the mirror. And so I wrote the email just moments after I got home. I wanted to get my shift covered, and I figured, look, the doctors are going to know more about my physical condition, and I would report back on Monday after seeing doctors and finding out what the hell just happened to me. So the next morning, before I could actually go to the doctor, my ex-husband called me up and said to me, have you turned on the TV? Have you seen the news? I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, it's all over the news that you were attacked. You were brutally beaten. Right-wingers had done this to you. Well, I got to tell you, I sat there. Both of us were just shocked to hear that this was being said. But since I had no top teeth and a black eye and 3 doctor's appointments, I decided I was just going to go ahead and go to the doctors. And by that time, the paparazzi was downstairs waiting for me in front of my apartment. I mean, like, tons of them. They wanted me to smile so they could get a toothless grin for their 25-cent newspaper. Not happening, guys. They asked no questions of me, not one. And I was helped into the taxi by my doorman and my building superintendent, Carlos and Jeff. They're amazing to me. So after being checked out by several doctors, no one could conclusively find a medical reason for me just fainting, but did believe that somebody may have slammed into me from behind and took off. So I asked my lawyer, Robert Gollin, to make a statement to the reporters who was standing outside my house for hours on end, for days on end. And I had my doorman provide these reporters with Robert's contact information. Now, some of them did contact Robert, and he gave them their statement that they wanted, that it was a traumatic event, that I didn't know what happened for sure, but that I was injured badly and that I would recover. And I made no public statement about this until public statements came back to me. And the saddest part for me is no one ever asked me if I was all right. And that was telling. And so that kept me away from all of you in the press. If somebody would have just said, are you all right? I might have stopped and said, you know, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to find out something. But no one asked me if I was all right. No one asked any questions. Just stood there and took freaking pictures. And the fact that some of you were so rude to my building staff who loves me is just disgraceful. Now, I have been to the endodontist, the oral surgeon, the ophthalmologist, and a cosmetic dentist for hours and hours every single day since Monday. They rebuilt my mouth with bolts and posts. I've had 4 root canals to save my teeth from bleeding and dying. There was a brilliant job of temporary crowns that were installed so that I could speak to you today. The press has been parked outside my door. I have not been able to walk my dog, get a smoothie, pick up a prescription, or leave my building. Whoever asked my doorman if there was a secret lift to get up to my apartment, you should be ashamed of yourself, honey. Actually asked my is there a secret lift where I can get up to Randy's apartment? He was like, are you kidding me, lady? Now, I don't know how or why this story grew into me being brutally beaten or attacked by Blackwater thugs. If I were attacked by Blackwater thugs, I wouldn't be here. Ask any Iraqi. But I don't know how this story became me being brutally beaten or attacked by Blackwater or conservatives marauding around New York, pubs or, but the truth is I was outside smoking a cigarette and I went down and I woke, when I came to, I had a smashed face. Now I need to thank and want to thank all of my friends and family who came to take care of me, pick up my antibiotics, walk Simon 3 times a day, cook soft food for me. Serge made me tilapia and kasha last night. It was delicious. All the flowers, my God, it's overwhelming. It really is. The people who called me every day if they were far away to check on me, and all the people in the blogosphere who said, I just hope she's okay. It is very painful having your face smashed, and I truly thank all of the doctors, Dr. Ehrlichman, Dr. Rosenthal, Dr. Solomon, all of these people for fixing my broken face and making sure I did not lose my eye. And I want to thank Robert Garland for coming to my house to see me, to make sure I was being taken care of. And Robert, thank you for speaking for me when I couldn't, which is an odd occurrence for a girl like me not to be able to speak for myself. So thank you for everything. And that's it. I'm done with this. I cannot believe it, but that's it.